Big Hurt Weird Adventures. I can't really be a lawyer and a criminal, can I? I want to win, but do I want to win like this? I'm of two minds here.
So it's a coin flip.
Johnny Vitti was murdered tonight. Falcone crime family has to be taken down.
There's only room for one homicidal maniac in this town.
Why are you running?
You could use a little fun.
I thought you didn't hurt people!
You thought wrong.
You still haven't figured out who killed Johnny Vitti?
A killer who only works on holidays. There's lots of crazy out there.
Once I take him out, things are gonna be different. We can start a family.
The city is fallen, Alfred.
Then we must endeavor to lift it up again.
Who is Holiday?
And who's next?
And welcome to a brand new episode of Big Heck and Weird Adventures. I am your friendly neighborhood podcaster, the one, the only, the lavish one, Wade Ilson. And by my side, as we get ready to talk about something very highly anticipated from both of us, is
the one and only Mr. Fast and Furious himself, your messiah of anime, the anime anarchist, Big Heck.
Yeah. Big Heck, how you doing, bro?
Doing good, feeling lavish. You know, I got my Demon Slayer kimono on while we do this recording. You know, gotta show the anime power right now.
Oh, of course, man. But what else is going on? Any thing you've been doing? Any pickups? Any cool things you want to run by us before we get into it? Because I gotta talk about some of my pickups, and I have a huge shout out to give because I told them I would mention them on the show and blow their spot up. So I'm definitely gonna mention it.
Okay. Let me see. As far as pickups are concerned, actually, if it's okay, I have one small humble brag that I want to do.
Go ahead.
So being that my better half, and I will always call her my better half, she is now delved into the world of podcasting as a small gift. And I say small. I went ahead and I purchased for her a new laptop.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And again, it's new for her.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I don't know if you've had the chance to look, but the Amazon Renew store has some really good deals on some great products. Just throwing it out there. Not that we're plugging Amazon, but
yeah, we're definitely not. I wish we had that type of ad money, but not.
Word, but we don't. No, I got a really good deal on a MacBook Air for her.
Wow.
So it was, we got it for like less than $500.
Mm.
So because our older laptop is pretty much prehistoric in the tech world.
Right.
I found a very good MacBook Air that had pretty much current specs, and we got it, and it's mint. Like, there's no scratches, there's no dents, no dings, no nothing.
Right.
And this thing runs like a champ.
And you got it at Amazon?
The Amazon Renewed store, and I think it was like $429.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And it's the 13.3-inch, you know, MacBook Air, super thin, super light, nothing crazy. And it's working out for her. It's really good. And then she could take it when she goes to do her episodes by her co-host. And she can work on it from wherever. So not to, you know, toot my own trombone here, but
oh my God.
You know,
jeez.
You know. But yeah, that's probably the biggest thing.
Okay.
And that was my major pickup for the week.
Okay.
Like on the fly, I just said, you know what, we're gonna order it. We've had, you know, it's been a crazy year. There's been a lot of things that have been going on.
Mm-hmm.
I took the Wade Ilson treat yourself mantra
right
into full effect for that.
Of course. You gotta treat yourself sometimes, you know? Yeah. And speaking of treating myself.
Yes, I was just gonna say, good brother, what have you picked up?
Well, I want to give a major league shout out to them because every time I go in there, I keep saying, I'm going to shout you out. I'm going to shout you out on the podcast, and I'm going to give you some love on our Instagram. I recently found in this lovely town in Jersey called Little Falls, which is maybe like 5 minutes away from Heck and maybe 10 away from me, a little cool toys and collectible store called Chubzy Wubzy. And that's Chubzy Wubzy. And they are located on 106 Main Street in Little Falls, New Jersey. They also have a very cool website, chubzywubzy.com. And their Instagram is chubzywubzy_toys. Now, let me tell you about them. So they are very cool, husband and wife who own these toys and collectible store. And it's really dope. I walked in and they already welcomed you like you were family. Said, hey, how you doing? Real friendly, real hospitable people, man. And that's what wins me over.
Right. If
you are one of the most hospitable people when you're trying to sell me on something or trying to get me to leave with something in your store, service with a smile. And they did it wholeheartedly. And I give them major league props for it. They have a ton of collectibles. They have some lounge flies. They have the latest and greatest toys. They have so much stuff, and they get stuff, new stuff like every week. So I went in there with the good brother, DJ Matty G. Shout out to DJ Matty G. Love you, bro. Get well soon. I know your voice is gone because you've been working the DJ scene again, left and right, killing them. We went in there and we made a few purchases, and I was able to get my hands on a few elites. I picked up the Karrion Kross Elite. I picked up the, it feels like I picked up a lot of elites and don't remember all of them off the top of my head. I got the Karrion Kross Elite. I got the Scarlet Basic. I got, because you know you can't have one without the other. Main event. Not going there. We don't talk wrestling that much on the show. But you know what I mean.
I know.
If you want to hear me talk about that, check on our latest episode of New Normal Wrestling, which is available right here on the Fourth Wall Pop Network. We like to hashtag make it pop, but that's our later announcements and stuff. Right. I picked up a pretty cool I got love from one of my favorite wrestlers on it. An Entertainment Earth exclusive lounge fly WWE World Heavyweight Championship fanny pack. If you'd like to see the picture, heck, you can go on my Twitter, and you will see the photo itself. While I talk about my other pickups. And if you check who liked it, you will understand. It was pretty cool. Got that. I got a Beetlejuice plushie from Loungefly. I mean, I wonder who I would get that for. Don't have any idea who would like Beetlejuice like that. I also picked up the NECA Spider-Man and Venom plushies. They're so freaking adorable. They had that one, Groot. They had Venom, Groot, and Spider-Man. Freaking awesome. If you get a chance, check them out. I was gonna see if Chubbsy had another one, because you know, certain little niece of mine loves Spider-Man a lot.
Yeah, she does.
So I would definitely want to grab one of those from her for her. So I'm gonna have to make my rounds around there maybe one more time or so. What else did I pick up? Oh, you already know. Before I end this one, shout out to Chubbsy Wubbsy Toys and Collectibles. Amazing, amazing staff, treating me like family, and they always welcome me in there with a smile and love. So again, go check them out at chubbsywubbsy.com. And if you live in the Tri-State area, their store is located on 106 Main Street in Little Falls, New Jersey. Again, Chubbsy Wubbsy, thank you, thank you, thank you. I also have one more pickup, and boy, oh boy, this involves Big Heck, because he's probably going to kill me once they get to the house. And he already knows what I'm talking about, because he has a face right now. So.
Yeah, I have a face, because I may have an idea of what you're talking about, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, so the stuff in question that I am talking about, I got Boogie.
Nice fanny pack.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I got Boogie some dope, amazing slime.
Oh, God, yeah.
I know you're going to kill me. I know. I believe I sent you the link to what it is, so you know.
Yeah, and you did.
Did I send it to you on Instagram or Twitter, or I just text it to you?
You just texted it to me.
Oh, can you tell me what the name of the where we got that from, so I can give them a shout out too? Because man, I am telling you, I am like a little kid with those, and I freaking love them. They are so cool. They are so freaking cool.
Let me take a look. Give me a second, guys. You know what? Can you just tell them what it is? Because I have like a huge amount of like text that I have to sort through.
Okay, so basically, shout out to Jess again. She found these on TikTok. Now, the slimes look like some of your items, right? Your normal like dessert items and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, they got a boba one. They have a Charlie Cold Brew one. They have blueberry waffle, stuff like that, you know? And they look legit, like freaking, like the actual thing. But they make them, and it's basically like a slime that you can play with over and over and over and over and over again. So I forget the name of it. When I remember it, I'll probably post in the description if you're ever looking for it. But Boogie Gargano came by, hung out with us, and they mentioned it a few times. And, you know, I was like, hey, did you see this? Did you check this out? Did you see what was going on? And she was like, oh my God, that's so cool. I really like that. And she played with it. And I said, hey, your birthday's coming. Would you like these? And she was like, yup. So I grabbed the laptop and I was like, hey, Boog, why don't you pick out some and we'll get them. Oh, just Peachy Babies. Me. Peachy Babies. That's what it's called. Peachy Babies.
Great. Just to torture me.
Peachy Baby. No. You know why? They're very good for stress relieving. And I hate to tell you this, you're going to freaking like them. You're going to be like, damn it, I'm invested. I told Boogie off the rip, Boo Boo Balor cannot play with these. Right. These are specifically a table thing. So she has to make sure the table's cleaned, wiped down before she uses them. I don't know if you've seen the slimes they have. They drop new slimes every week. Have you seen the slimes?
I I saw the one that she had, that you guys had given her. I guess it was one of the extra ones you guys had.
Yeah, I want you to check out. I'm going to hook you. I want you to, I just sent you the link in the text. Check out the new slimes that just dropped. Check them out.
By the way, she came home with the one that you gave her, which was boba.
Yeah.
That legit smelled like a cannoli.
Fucking told you, man.
It smelled like a cannoli.
Bro, check out some of the ones on the site right now.
Dunkaroo cake.
It, bro, it smells like fucking Dunkaroos. I have that. I have that one here.
Taro boba waffle.
Mm-hmm.
Butter. There's one that's called butter.
Yep.
Cloud cream. Clear. Thicky. What in the hell is a thicky?
It's different.
Oh, God.
Just click shop. Click shop real fast.
I'm going into the shop. I can't
see what they got. You're going to be like,
berry Dippin' Dots.
Smells like Dippin' Dots.
Chocolate chip cookie dough. See, that one might work for me. Cookie Monsters cookie dough. Son of a...
Yo, that one, Pete? I hate to tell you this now. Go ahead. Keep going through them.
Uh-huh. Iced pink lemonade. Lemon ice cream. Lucky Charm. Jesus. Charlie's cold brew.
Bro.
Oh, Pong Carmen's.
Bro.
Pong Carmen's, the frosty margarita.
Bro. Literally smells like it.
This is insane. Wild cherry slurpee, lavender latte, cloud cake, brown sugar, boba slush.
They did one for Starfire.
I'm looking for it.
Onyx, it's called Starfire's Cloud.
Sour Patch Freeze. Elsa's ice cream.
He is overwhelmed. So frozen. He is overwhelmed. I know him. And you know
what? Starfire's Cloud.
I'm going to say this to him right now on air. They should be coming next week. I already got the notification. So
that's great.
No. Because when you get them, I think you're going to use them more than she will. You're going to be like, she's going to be like, hey, could I have my stuff? No. Why? It's mine now. And they even give you a cool activator pen with like spray in it, so you can.
I saw that.
Clean your hands, or you make the slime less sticky to you.
Wow.
Also, since Boogie has a lot of them coming, she gets a free one. So.
No.
Yes, you get a free one. So you have to look at which one she has. I'll screenshot you what she has later, and you'll probably get a free one because of how much it was spent. So. That was one of Boogie. Man, we have dragged Peachy Babies out. We're gonna move on.
Seriously.
Woo, because I'm looking at Heck's eyes right now, and he's like, I kind of want some of these.
I'm not doing it. I'm not going down that rabbit hole.
Yes, you are, because you've seen their TikToks and you're like, man.
No, I'm not doing,
bro. And you know,
sir?
Yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
Sir.
You see,
I'm not going down this rabbit hole.
See it? You're like, oh, just mess.
I've already looked. I'm not doing this. You are not getting me down this rabbit hole.
Okay, wait till they get to the house. I'm telling you.
Okay, we need to move forward
because we got to talk about the long Halloween. We got to talk about. Oh yeah, I forgot.
We got to talk about all these new movie trailers that have dropped.
Yes, yes, indeed, we do.
Oh, holy Lord. These trailers are going to be the end of me.
Bro, jeez, man. So many freaking trailers. You want to go comic books first, and then I got the trailers? Because I only have one bit of comic book news, and then we can talk about the trailer.
Well, let's get the comic book news. Actually, there's two bits of comic book news.
Oh, you got one too?
I don't know if yours is the same as mine, mm-hmm. but our good brother Rampage sent me something.
Oh, and please share. Go ahead. Please share.
So I'm going to pull it up now, and then I'm going to send it to you because I don't know if you have it. Let me just make sure.
Oh, yeah,
yes. Yes, here good. It is. So in comic book news,
mm-hmm.
there is a new variant cover that's celebrating Captain America's 80th anniversary, and it's with Miles Morales donning the shield and the suit that pays homage to the Puerto Rican flag.
Damn it.
I'm going to tell you something. This here, bro, all right. So I'm already feeling extra Hispanic and extra Puerto Rican after watching In the Heights for the 20th time.
Yo, you better watch as much as you can because it goes off the HBO on the 11th.
I know. But to see Miles Morales in a Captain America suit paying homage to Puerto Rico and then donning the shield and web slinging, I just sent it to you, by the way.
Okay.
I don't know how much more I can take. Because this looks absolutely fantastic.
I bet I'm going to check it out now while we're on air, man, because you are killing me. I am very, very intrigued by this.
I would love
I just saw it. Fuck you.
I would love for them to put that suit in the Spider-Man Miles Morales game.
In the sequel? Because we ain't getting no DLC for it anytime soon.
Look, at this point, if they even make this a figure, this would be the one figure that I run out and I get.
Yep. Agreed. Agreed. Like, hands down. Agreed. Oh my
God. I'm buying three figures.
Oh my God. I have to buy this.
One for me and one for Boogie.
I have to buy this. I have to. Shit. This was like one day ago. Okay. So for the 80th anniversary. So I'm going to message our local comic book store, Zap Comics, and see if they can get this for me, which most likely they will. And when it drops, I'll just ask if they can, you know, send couple my way, like at least three. Just saying.
That'll be it's Spider-Man, Miles Morales, Spider-Man 28.
Oh, so this is coming very soon.
This is the issue.
Okay, so it's issue 28. So I gotta see where Captain America is and if I can base it off the time frame of when
it's
drops.
A pre-sale. It's the 80th anniversary pre-sale variant.
Damn.
It's gonna launch on July 21st.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. I got time.
We have time.
Mm-hmm. But I'll put in the pre-order early.
Yeah. And we're going to have to, I'm going to have to make my way down to Zap.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Shout out to Zap again, man. Much love to
them. It always feels like it's home when we're there.
Always feels like it's home. And heck, I know the address. Please correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't it 574 Valley Road?
Yes, it is.
Wayne, New Jersey. Bam! Nailed it in one shot, baby. Let's go, because I'm always there. Shout out to Corey and the gang.
If you guys don't know, if you're on Valley Road, it's right across from the high school, next to the Whole Foods, Dunkin' Donuts, and that amazing bagel spot that you constantly order bagels from.
Yes, yes.
It's all in one strip.
Yep, all in one strip. So if you want to check it out, go. Go check out Zap Comics. They also have a spot in Manalapan. But yep. That's too far. So, no. That's way too far.
Especially when Wayne is right there.
Yeah, especially when Wayne's right there. But go check that spot out. Go check out Zap Comics. Shout out to them again. But, man, let's get into the news. Heck, which trailer do you want to start with?
I'm going to go completely non-traditional here. And instead of talking about a comic book movie trailer,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about G.I. Joe, Snake Eyes Origins.
So this is definitely a prequel movie. So guys,
yes.
I want to address this before Big Heck goes into it. Can we please stop with the butthurt comments about this movie? It's fucking awesome. It looks dope. I'm not very familiar with the G.I. Joe lore. I know my co-host is. So I'm going to let him run the floor with this one because the trailer alone hooked me and I'm not even a huge G.I. Joe fan.
Well, first of all, I want you to go into the fact of what everyone's getting so upset about.
Mm-hmm. What are they so upset about?
Well, no, I want you, because you're making mention of the fact that people are being butthurt over the film. So what is it that
people it's are like, why is this even being made? Snake Eyes isn't supposed to talk. Why didn't you get the original Snake Eyes from the movies? First of all, sidebar. The real person who plays Snake Eyes, who played Darth Maul in Star Wars, is in the POS category. I don't want to go too deep into it because we don't need to for our show, but he's a POS.
Yep.
Blank period. End of discussion. So let it go.
Mm-hmm.
But go ahead.
That's what their biggest gripe was.
That's what one of their hugest fucking gripes is.
Okay, so everyone who's insanely butthurt over the fact that it's not the original actor doing the role in this Origins film, y'all can kiss my ass.
Do your fucking research.
Yeah. Y'all can kiss my ass. And let's move forward. Okay? Like, proceed with the sale and let's move forward amicably. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, Snake Eyes, a G.I. Joe origin story, is going to be debuting this year. Mm-hmm. Now, who they have picked to be the lead for this film is none other than Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians. Mm. Now, if you have not seen the film, Crazy Rich Asians, I'm going to throw this out there. I recommend you guys go watch it because you know what? I love the film. It's funny as all hell. I love it. But Henry Golding will be taking on the role of Snake Eyes. Andrew Koji, who's in that show Warrior that I need to check out, which I'm slacking on my Mackin for this one. I was right when I told you he's going to be donning the role of Storm Shadow.
So your now, speculation was true.
Yep, it was. It was right on the money. This is what you guys need to understand. This is the origin story behind the connection between Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow and how they go from having an actual friendship to becoming rivals.
Right.
This is where it comes down to. Henry Golding did a fantastic job just based off of the trailer alone. So I am hoping we see the reason why Snake Eyes no longer speaks. Because there is a reason behind it. I don't know the actual lore as to why he no longer speaks. It was something that happened while he was in the training complex that he grew up in, mm-hmm. or that he went to. And again, I don't know how pivotal it's going to be, and I'm hoping that they touch upon it in the film. Andrew Koji does a fantastic job in the trailer alone as Storm Shadow.
I got the reason why, though.
Okay, what's the reason?
FYI, Snake Eyes doesn't talk. Snake Eyes doesn't talk because the reason is from one of the comics, during a helicopter attack, his face and vocal cords were hit by shrapnel, which left Snake Eyes mute and disfigured.
Ah, okay. So now that makes perfect sense. Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another person who is in this film that I have to make mention of, that maybe a lot of people don't know about,
right,
is Iko Uwais. I'm mm-hmm. gonna say it's spelled Uwais.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't know who he is, he was in this film. Where is it? That was on Netflix called Wu Assassins.
Mm-hmm. I heard of it. I never got a chance to check it out.
It's a little on the cheesy side for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like B-rated film from like 1990s.
Like a
TV movie.
Now, what's that movie on YouTube that me and you liked? Kung Fury?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's up that realm?
Sort of. It's like Kung Fury meets a CW comic movie show.
Oh.
That's why I said it's kind of cheesy.
You lost me.
Yeah. But he is also known for being in two amazing films, The Raid and The Raid 2 Redemption,
mm-hmm.
where the cheese level is non-existent.
Okay.
And he plays the character Rama in those films.
Right, right.
So he is going to also be in this film, and he's playing the Hard Master, so who actually helps train Snake Eyes and Storm Shadow.
Okay.
Then you have the Blind Master, who's played by Peter Mensa. You're going to have Samara Weaving, who plays Scarlet. Baroness is played by Ursula Corbero. It looks like to be a semi star-studded cast, just with some people that we may know or may not know.
Mm-hmm.
But if you haven't seen the new trailer, do yourself a favor. Just hop on YouTube and look up the trailer, because it looks damn good. And I hope they didn't give away a lot of the movie in the trailer.
I agree. I agree 1,000%. Please, I hope it's not one of those movies where it blows through and we see all the good stuff in the trailer.
Oh my God. And I'm looking up some of the photos on IMDb. Henry Golding went through some insane sword fight training for this film. They put in the work behind this.
Gee, it's like he was really trying to learn the role and nail it down.
Oh man, I mean, you know, if only actual actors took this actual level of dedication to the film.
Iron Fist. Oh. Oh,
excuse me.
Ooh.
But you know, oh, no, I digress.
I'm just gonna show you what I'm doing so you know.
Yeah. Sip that tea, bro.
Yep. Moving on, sweetie. Shout out to Timmy. I had to do it. I love Timmy so much.
You are so lucky I don't have one of Aries fans.
For real. Timmy, when you listen to this, we freaking love you, dude. You are amazing.
Absolutely.
What's the next movie trailer you want to get into? You want to get into Suicide Squad?
We'll do DC first, because we're not hard ass Marvel fanboys. And then we'll go into the Marvel one.
Yes, sir. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, a movie Heck and I are both very fucking excited for released new trailer this week. It leaked first. And then they were like, oh shit, we just got to put it out. It is the brand new. And they said this is the final trailer, but the movie's like maybe a month or two out. So
that's possible then.
It's possible. Especially since it's going to be streaming on HBO Max and in theaters. I'm talking about the Suicide Squad. We finally got a little bit more detail on Idris Elba's character.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out why he's where he is and why he's even part of the Suicide Squad. So
wow.
What happens is his name, he plays Bloodsport. I remember seeing Bloodsport in Young Justice season 1 and 2. I really have to catch up on another season because I've heard that show is fucking awesome. Right. He plays Bloodsport. Now, here's the fun fact of why he even was in jail. He shot, it wasn't Peacemaker, it was him, because I've said that a million times and I've been corrected. Mm-hmm. Bloodsport shot Superman with a kryptonite bullet and put him in ICU. Yep.
Another prime example of Superman getting Kevin McAllister'd.
Yep. Sorry, it happens in the movies. I'm like, but they brought that up and everyone was like, wait, what? How is Superman in the ICU? Like, how does that happen? He got shot with a kryptonite bullet. Not a regular bullet. He would have avoided it, you know, or bounced off him. Kryptonite, right. It went right through him and it was stuck in him. So he had to go to the hospital to get it removed in ICU and all that. Probably Batman played a role in that, so we don't know.
Jesus.
We got to see some of the squad do their thing. We got to see John Cena's Peacemaker do his thing. Pete Davidson is Blackguard. And Margot Robbie is Harley Quinn. We got to see more of her, too, which was pretty awesome. We got more King Shark. You have to protect King Shark at all costs.
Yep.
Protect him at all.
Absolutely.
But one of the funniest lines in the trailer. I am so surprised straight-laced John Cena does shit like this. Heck, you know exactly what line I'm talking about. When fucking Amanda Waller was talking about the name of the project. And she said, so we're dubbing this project the Starfish Project. And he raises his hand and says, so, starfish, you know that's a term for butthole, right? And she's like, are we dealing with buttholes here? And she's like, absolutely not.
Oh, God.
I feel John Cena's going to fucking steal the show with some of his scenes, besides Margot Robbie and Jai Courtney, who are making their return. funny. He said butthole. My immature ass humor. But yeah, man, it's such a good trailer. It's action-packed. Harley Quinn is gonna be great. She has multiple freaking outfit changes like she did in Birds of Prey. And I've already been told by Hot Topic that, yes, there are multiple Harley Quinn screens.
Jesus, why am I not surprised?
There's already multiple pops. We saw two of her outfits already. One looks like it's the one from Injustice 2. And I know one is the one where she's in the red dress with the bloody nose. So that trailer was dope. Heck, what did you think about the trailer?
I've loved every single trailer that has legit come out for the Suicide Squad.
True, true, true.
Now, I know a lot of people didn't enjoy Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
It got mixed reviews. And I want to probably say in point, it could have been that Will Smith wasn't playing Deadshot. Will Smith was playing Mike Lowry in the film.
Bald Mike Lowry.
But the Suicide Squad, hands down, looks like it's going to be the banger.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even say anymore. And the fact that Sylvester Stallone is playing King Shark, it's just icing on the cake.
He's adorable.
Oh my God. Hysterical.
Hand? Yes, that is your hand. Num, 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 num. But again, we can't wait for that movie, man. I am so hyped. Heck, what's the next trailer you want to get into, bro, before we get to the main event?
So the last trailer that we're going to get into is the new trailer for Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
I'm going to let Big Head go off because I know there's some shit he saw in this trailer because he blew my phone up the minute the trailer dropped. He was like, yeah, he just sent me the long. Yo, what the fuck?
So, anyone who knows me at this point in time knows I am a massive, massive martial arts fan. Like anything, any movie that has martial arts to do with it, I'm hook, line, and sinker.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they did a lot for the first trailer. I was fucking wrong.
Way off.
So wrong. Like, I was dumb and dumber wrong. Like, when he looks at the briefcase and he goes, Samsonite. I was way off. That's how bad I was. I want to say Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings is going to be the underdog Marvel film to release.
You feel like it's going to be another Guardians?
Honestly, I'm stuttering at this point. It's going to blow Guardians out of the water.
Mm. But you get the same vibe from it because...
Right.
Because no one knows the character. No one knows the characters like that. So it's going to be like, oh, shit, this is going to blow up. Like Guardians. No one really knew about them. And now look at them.
Exactly. And the reason why I have so much faith behind it is because they look like he did the research. They finally got fight stunt coordinators to do the actual legwork and get these guys to move the way they're supposed to. The training sessions that you saw him go through as a child before he became an adult, like, dear God, like, how do you even survive this at this point?
Right.
And then the kicker for me, out of all of this, the hidden gem, the pearl of this movie,
mm-hmm,
is gonna be Awkwafina.
Really? Not the big reveal we got in the trailer?
Listen to me. Awkwafina is gonna be that pearl, that comedic relief that you're gonna need amongst all of the seriousness.
Agreed. She's gonna do great. But heck, you forgetting that one little special appearance we had in the movie.
I don't want to mention it.
Why?
Because for those who haven't seen it, I wanted it to be a surprise. because when I saw, my heart just leapt out of my chest.
Mm-hmm. Let's just say that person put in more work than they did in Infinity War. It's true, mean, though.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. I mean, fuck it. But yeah, definitely, if you haven't seen the trailer, please go check it out. It is one of the most amazing Marvel things I've seen. And I am intrigued to see it because it also introduces a character who we've seen in previous films in a brand new light. So let's see what happens next with that. Man, listen. Let's get into it. The main event, baby, of our show. Let's get into a very long anticipated movie for both of us, being such huge comic book fans, not just Batman fans, but comic book fans. When we knew this was coming, it was something episodic, and we knew it was a very big part of Batman's story. And we were very shocked to find out it was being made into an animated film and who was attached to play these characters. So the film in question we're talking about is the 2021 release. It literally came out this week as of recording, Batman: The Long Halloween Part 1. Now, I'm going to say this on record. I am glad DC is handling this the proper way and making this a two-parter, not a one-shot, because there's a lot to get in this movie, and you have to explain the story properly. I feel that the movie gave more of an explanation to certain people than the comic book did.
The smart thing that they're doing with this film, and I'm going to be honest with you, they're going the same route that they did with The Dark Knight.
Mm-hmm.
The Dark Knight Returns series, because that was a two-parter.
Yeah.
If you know for a fact that you are not going to be able to cram everything into one film, take your time, make it a two-parter, and continue from there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the smartest route. And I got to tell you, the animation on this is clean. It is so smooth. And I love how they introduce the characters.
Agreed. Agreed. But let's give a little bit of a plot summary and break down the cast a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, plot summary. Let's get into it. So, Batman investigates a murder spree that takes place only on holidays. Inspired by the iconic mid-90s DC story from Jeff Loeb and Tim Sale, Batman: The Long Halloween Part 1 begins as a brutal murder on Halloween prompts Gotham's young vigilante, the Batman, to form a pact with the city's only two uncorrupt lawmen, Police Captain James Gordon and District Attorney Harvey Dent, in order to take down the Roman, head of the notorious Falcone family. But when more deaths occur on Thanksgiving and Christmas, it becomes clear that instead of ordinary gang violence, they're also dealing with a serial killer, the identity of whom, with each conflicting clue, grows harder to discern. Few cases have ever tested the wits of the world's greatest detective like the mystery behind the Holiday Killer. So we know... Yo, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, what I wanted to say is I want everyone to realize where we're at with this. This is Bruce when he is still, I want to say, green.
Very green. And he says it in the movie, too.
Right. You know, this is pretty much Batman still in the beginning stages, which I love. I have to tell you, I love that it's a younger Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, you said it right in the beginning when you were saying, giving the synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon's not the commissioner yet.
Right.
He's the captain. But that just proves to you and shows you how far back we're going with this story.
Yep.
It's Captain James Gordon. Harvey Dent is still the district attorney. There's no Two-Face at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting to see how early on we're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then did we make mention who's voicing Batman? Because I can't even hold this in anywhere.
I think we should mention it. But you know what's funny? Somebody brought this up, and I saw this on Twitter a few days ago once the movie was released. I watched it twice. he kind of hinted at it months prior when he did a photo shoot dressed as Batman.
Want to say who it is?
Yes, it is. Jensen Ackles from Supernatural. That's where I know him from, and I know he's been on a few soap operas. He also is, this is not the first time he's voiced a Batman character. He played Jason Todd, adult Jason Todd, Red Hood, in one of my favorite Batman movies, Under the Red Hood.
Yep. Absolutely.
And I want to give him credit. The only critique is, and heck, you probably caught this too, it was hard to determine his Batman voice from his Bruce Wayne voice. They sounded very similar.
Yeah. At
points.
That is absolutely true. But what I did love about him being Batman is that the voice he was using for Batman was, it had an eerie tone to it.
Right, right.
Like, if someone was to pop up on you in a dark alley and you heard that voice coming from behind you, like, you would either piss or shit your pants at that point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I dig it. I dig it.
You're just sitting there going, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying I gotta give him so much props, man. Like, I love his dedication to the roles.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Jesus Christ, can we get him in a film? Like a live action film somewhere?
Yeah, I would love to see him in a role. I mean, if you can get him on a TV show or something like that, or live action if you want to. But yeah, you can play with that most definitely. He's definitely locked in as Batman. And maybe when part two releases, we can see where he's developed or if there's any changes with the role and how he handled it. To round out the cast, let's go more into it. Josh Duhamel plays Harvey Dent. The late Naya Rivera plays Catwoman Selina Kyle. I want to give a major shout out to the studios for this, because they said she finished this before she passed. And they give her a lovely shout out at the end of the movie. And the movie is dedicated to her.
That's awesome.
That is amazing. But one of the, I fucking forgot that he was voicing the Joker in this. But Troy Baker, who we know from so many games that we've played over the years, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you know him from some games. Maybe you can run some off. But the games that I'm very familiar with that he has been a part of is The Last of Us, where he played Joel in part one and part two. He also played, he played the Joker in Arkham Origins. He also played Robin, Tim Drake, in Arkham Knight.
So
no, not Arkham Knight. He didn't play Tim Drake. He played Jason Todd, I think, too. So
let me give you an idea of how amazing he is as a voice actor.
Right.
Okay.
Go ahead. Let him know. Read that man's stats off.
Not only has he been in, he's voice acted in quite a few video games, such as Blood Rain 2, Fullmetal Alchemist and the Broken Angel, Brother in Arms, Road to Hell 30, Aeon Flux, Metroid Prime 3 Corruption, Trauma Center, Tales of Vesperia, Brothers in Arms, again, Golden Axe, Beast Rider, Star Ocean, Future Departure, Quantum of Solace, Resistance 2, Age of Conan, Gothic 3, The Last Remnant, Persona 4, Red Faction, Prototype, Ghostbusters, the video game, Soul Calibur, Broken Destiny, Star Wars, The Clone Wars, Naruto Shippuden, Legends, Marvel Superhero Squad, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Resident Evil Dark Side Chronicles. So you want me to continue with the video games?
Let's just say the man's stats are very padded.
Right, and this is just video games. And mind you, he started doing this in 2004, and where I stopped was 2009. I haven't even continued on, because this man has continued to voice act in video games on and on and on, currently all the way through to 2021 in video games.
Oof.
Okay? Now, to add to this man's extensive yet star-studded resume, he has also voice acted in animation films.
Right.
Mr. Meanie, Gormiti, Generator Rex, Scooby-Doo, The Avengers, Monster High, G.I. Joe Renegades, Regular Show, Ultimate Spider-Man. Yes, he was in Ultimate Spider-Man, by the way. NFL Rush Zone, Avengers Assemble, Lego Marvel Super Heroes, Maximum Overload, Hulk and the Agents of Smash, Clarence, Transformers, Robots in Disguise, Batman Unlimited.
Who the hell was he in Batman Unlimited?
He was the Joker. It was the web series.
Yeah, should have known.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Be Cool, Scooby-Doo, Justice League, Action, Ben 10, Spider-Man, Stretch Armstrong, The Flex Fighters, Carmen Sandiego, Amphibia. I can continue on with just TV animations.
Who the hell was he in Guardians of the Galaxy?
In Guardians of the Galaxy, he was Loki, Hermod, and Hawkeye.
Yeah, because he was Hawkeye in the Avengers show. Okay, that made sense. No. That completely makes sense. I was like, who the hell was he? But yeah.
Now, are you ready for this? Not only has he done video games, not only has he done TV shows, and not only has he done animations, this man has voiced in anime. Oh. He is an anime voice actor.
Oh, and I know some of the animes you're definitely familiar with the voice.
Yep, and I'm looking at the whole entire list right now. Ah, yes, absolutely amazing. I love it. And here we go with his list. Case Closed, Gunslinger Girl, Baki the Grappler, The Galaxy Railways, Full Metal Alchemist, Yu Yu Hakusho, Desert Punk, Nagini, Basilisk, The Koga Ninja Scrolls, Trinity Blood, Moon Phase, Air Girl Proxy, Black Cat, Peach Girl, Suzuka, Naruto. The third, The Girl with the Blue Eye, Shin-Chan, One Peach, Bleach, Code Geass, Tsubasa, Darker Than Black, Naruto Shippuden, Monster Soul Eater. He plays the extremely annoying Excalibur. Mobile Suit Gundam Unicorn, Slayers Revolution, Stitch, Vampire Knight Guilty, Eden of the East, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, Kakashi, Marvel Anime, Persona 4, and Baki.
And I know you're familiar with a ton of those on that list.
I am familiar with at least 95% of this list.
So you know we're dealing with a legendary voice actor like that. But right. Rounding out the cast is Billy Burke, who I know as Bella's dad from Twilight, as Commissioner James Gordon. But
He would play an actual really good Commissioner James Gordon in real life.
He really would. He wasn't bad.
You know what it is, right?
It's the fucking mustache.
It's the power stash.
Yep, it's the power stash.
I gotta tell you.
Definitely. But let's talk about the movie a little bit, man. Some cool stuff that I saw in the movie, one of my favorite scenes, because we're gonna jump all over the place a little bit, is the Batman Catwoman chase scene.
Right.
Where we first meet Catwoman in our story. And come to find out, Batman and Catwoman are dating in this movie already. So this is a young Catwoman and a young Batman. It's pretty cool to see after they meet for the first time. Now, in the scene that even kicks it off, to go back a little bit, we notice that Harvey Dent is meeting Batman for the first time. They talk about the murder of one of the Falcone's cousin. They call him the Roman, but it's Carmine Falcone is called the Roman in the story. And his nephew is murdered in his bathtub and a jack-o'-lantern is left at the scene. So they're talking about it and seeing how everything is going and they're trying to work together. It's pretty much like The Dark Knight. They pulled a lot from The Dark Knight with this too. Or this came out before The Dark Knight. It says 1990s. He basically said that I work in the light, that's Dent, and Batman works in the dark. But they come together as a group. So this was Gordon's idea and it's so far going through. We noticed that Harvey Dent also starts showing a little bit of a personality. We're probably going to see in part two a little bit. But back to the chase scene. It was so fun to see Batman going after Catwoman. And here's where the inexperience it comes into play. Batman is chasing her throughout the city and he busts his ass on the rooftop. You saw that he fucking rolled. Normally Batman would land on his feet perfectly and keep running and keep catch up.
He
busted his ass. So that's to go with the inexperience. But at the end of the chase, he's like, why'd you make me chase you? She's like, I wanted to lead you here. She took him right to Falcone's Dirty Money. So she's an ally who can help him out as far as he goes to the streets.
Right.
Really, really dope scene, bro. What did you enjoy? Tell me some stuff you like, bro, because I can go on and on about how dope this movie was.
So I'm not even going to fake the funk. I kind of like the fact that the Batmobile looks very extremely reminiscent to the Batmobile from Batman, the animated series.
You caught that too, right?
Yes, I sure as hell did. I thought that was fucking great. And I love the little quip between him and Alfred in the Batmobile. Like, he's realizing the Batmobile is not an impenetrable fortress at this point. So when he gets, when they start shooting at the glass in the window, and he says, Alfred, remind me to replace the windshield glass bulletproof. And then Alfred goes to say something, and he's like, yeah, he goes, it's not the time for you to talk. And he turns off the screen.
Oh,
like, yeah. You're a little petty bitch.
He was so petty. But you know what? Back to Alfred and Bruce to touch on a little bit. Here's something that I never knew, but I like the way they did it. In the beginning of the movie, right, after the after Falcone's nephew was shot and they found him in the bathtub, Bruce and Alfred are talking on Halloween about, you know, just how this is going. And he's like, Bruce is like, I think I'm over my head. I don't want to be the greatest detective. I just want to be able to solve crime with my fists. And Alfred's basically giving him like the rundown, like, listen, it's not going to be like that all the time. You're going to have to work on these things. You're going to have to learn. You're going to have to study. You're going to have to do so much more work than you thought you had to do to clean up the streets of Gotham, to make it where everyone is living peacefully and calm. So
yeah,
Bruce is talking to him, looks out the window, sees the bat signal. He's talking to Alfred. Alfred does the Batman shit to him and disappears out the room. He's just like, I hate when he does that. So that's where he got it from. Alfred taught him that shit. And he does it like twice in the movie. And I'm like, good, Alfred. That's what a dad does. A fun thing I noticed with the movie was we got a little bit of foreshadowing with the coin. Now, going back to the money scene where they're explaining all the dirty money, Harvey's there and he's like, I can't do this. I can't mess with this. This is something I'm supposed to be a district attorney. I'm supposed to play by the rules. I'm supposed to follow whatever it does. So Batman takes a coin out of his pocket or out of his utility belt and hands it to him. And he says, heads or tails, what are you going to do? Do we burn the money, which Catwoman gave him the match for it?
Right.
Let it go and we call the police. So come to find out, flips the coin, burns the money completely. There goes all Falcone's dirty money. Falcone plays dirty as they usually do. They try to kill Harvey Dent and his wife, Duella Dent, who we meet in this movie. I was more of the animated series route where I didn't know. I thought her name wasn't Duella. It was just, you know, Summer or something like that. Like he was dating the news reporter in the animated series, and they changed it to what it is, where she's dating Duella. So they try to take him out. He doesn't die. Now, here's where they messed me up. They got blown up, and he looked like he took the explosion head on, but they both survived. Duella had nothing on her, but he got like minor scratches all over his face. And I'm like, oh, this is how he becomes Two-Face. Yeah, yeah, explosion. You and I both know, we're like, once we saw him in that hospital bed, we were like, damn it. And they covered his face and like in the darkness. So we were like, damn, yo, he's not Two-Face yet. Okay. All right. All right. We'll wait. It's going to happen eventually. But I like the little Easter eggs too. I don't know if you caught the Solomon Grundy one.
Yeah. What I did like about that, and I was waiting until you got to that point, I kind of like how Batman actually has like a mutual respect for Grundy.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw that in there. And he's, even though as young and inexperienced he is, he's not stupid.
Right.
When Grundy was about to kill that guy, he told him straight up, he goes, listen, I know this is your spot. This is your place. Hand him over to me, and I'll make sure he never steps foot down here again. and I'll get him right over to the police. Instead of being the typical Batman that we get to know later on, where he's all punch, kick, suplex city and, you know, elbow drops and, you know, straight up curb stomps. And then he says, where's everybody hiding? You know, before he starts interrogating. Yeah, where are the drugs? What I did like was that he just sat there and he played the smart role on that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And he just talks to Grundy and then makes mention, like, you know, let me get him. All right. Right. Another thing that I was seeing, and I kind of liked how he's portrayed in this film,
mm-hmm.
is the Calendar Man.
Oh yeah, yes.
That's not for nothing. Calendar Man has always been portrayed as kind of a joke, and you kind of like think back to the, Harley Quinn, the animated show on HBO Max now.
Yeah,
and I'm saying it this way because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Calendar Man was a fucking joke.
Yep.
On that show, we see the Calendar Man here in this film, and I'm legit a little fucking creeped out over how he looks.
You too? Just dude, the way his tone, his fucking tone with everything.
He is okay. So he legit reminds me of a sociopath who is methodical and is very calm, and those are the ones that you have to be extremely, extremely careful of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the vibe you get from the Calendar Man in this. And then let's just, all jokes aside, like, let's take away the way his tone and his voice and his full demeanor is.
Mm-hmm.
The way they drew him up in this film, he honestly looks like the blueprint for Dr. Manhattan. He's not some frail, skinny, dorky dude, and he's not someone who's like extremely overweight. Like, this dude looks like he breaks bricks with his head.
Yo, but you know who voiced him? I'm literally looking it up right now.
Who?
Yo, you're not gonna fucking believe it. It's who? My dude, the Russian dude from Ant-Man.
Baba Yaga dude?
Yes!
No!
Yup. He's in Suicide Squad too.
Yeah, I saw he was in isn't he the one who says, I hope we all do die? Yeah. That was him?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay. Not for nothing. He freaks me the fuck out in this film.
Yep. Just his own and cadence.
Oh my god. Like, he's freaking me the fuck out.
Yo, he was really good. Yo, I was like, who the fuck is Calendar Man? And I had to look up the cast. I was like, shit. He's so
good. And then we can't even continue to talk about this film without mentioning the fact that Troy Baker gives the most closest depiction of the Joker to Mark Hamill's as humanly fucking possible.
Yup.
Even was thrown off a little bit.
You too, right? I was a little. I thought it was Mark Hamill. I thought it was too, but then I realized it was Troy Baker again because I looked up the cast. I was like, "Oh shit, Troy Baker's the Joker." Fuck.
Okay, he did a fantastic job voicing the Joker.
Yeah, the interaction between him and Dent. But I want to talk about how fucking gangster he was. Calendar Man was talking to Batman, and he was like, "Yeah, you know, wouldn't suspect." You know me, because I'm here and whatever, I'm not doing this. And he's like, maybe it's someone you don't suspect or you haven't even thought about because the mystery unravels itself. Batman looks at Calendar Man, his eyes get like wide, and he's like, open his cell, open it. He lifts the cover up and it's a bunch of doo-doo. It's a doo-doo person, literally. He made a doo-doo and trash and everything. And it was like, ugh. And the guard was like, he told me to kill my kid if I didn't let him out. So now we have the wild card, literally, with Troy Baker's Joker. And he, mm-hmm. out of Arkham, he redecorates Harvey's Christmas tree in the funniest way possible, talking shit. And it leads to a beautiful brawl between them two. And he's basically saying, like, mind your business before you get hurt. You're crossing into lines you're not gonna like the end result of.
And if I find out you're involved again, that's why I like this version of the Joker. He's the fucking boogeyman. He basically said, stop fucking around because this is mine. You mess with mine, I'm going to take everything away from you and possibly kill you too with a smile on my face.
So I want to go back to how, remember when we covered three Jokers?
Yeah.
There was the comedian, there was the criminal, and then there was the clown.
Right.
Troy Baker's portrayal of the Joker, it's ridiculous, but it reminds me of a combination of all three.
I think,
and the reason why I say it is, I'll kill you with a smile on my face. That's the clown. You're charting into a territory that's not yours. Back the fuck off. That's the criminal. And then, was it the clown, the criminal, and?
The clown, the criminal, and the gangster.
And then, no, isn't the gangster the criminal?
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, the criminal. The clown, the criminal, and.
I said it, and I can't remember.
Yeah, we just talk about three Jokers, and we talk about that book so much.
Right. So, and then the third one is where it's like that. It's the one that straddles the in between,
right?
I guess. And Troy Baker gives you all of that in one Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that DC's joke, like the Joker, and when it comes to Batman, is like the go-to guy. But I loved how the Joker wasn't the focal point here; he was the side.
He was a side character,
but he made sure that his presence was known.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's what I love. I absolutely love that. Like this, like the light is not shining on me, but guess what? You're gonna know I'm still here.
Mm-hmm. And he wasn't the main focal point. And I love that fact too. It even gets to that point where, and we're totally spoiling this guy. So spoiler alert again, sorry to repeat myself. Spoiler alert, we go into full review here. That's our show, that's what we do. He gets to the point where Holiday's committing all these crimes and killing mob bosses and family. He literally killed an entire triad. Holiday, I don't know who the killer is yet. I haven't read The Long Halloween in a long time, so I'm probably gonna have to revisit and see what they did differently. One of the things I remember is it wasn't a triad, it was an Irish mob. And they just switched that for story purposes because Batman then fights the triad at some point and kicks their asses. Which that fight
scenario was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting one of the triad members to bust out a three-chain bolo. Like, that shit was just, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, like.
Well, fuck it, we're doing this. We're doing this tonight,
we're doing this, let's go.
Yep.
I rolled up my sleeves. I was like, you got me, let's go.
Mm-hmm. And he handled himself well in that. We then get a little bit more further into the story. We find out that he's committed another crime. Holiday kills Falcone's right-hand man, like his muscle, on Christmas. And we notice there's a relationship issue between Falcone and his son, who, it's funny, I didn't know he was voicing him until I saw it. Falcone's son is voiced by Jack Quaid. He plays Huey in The Boys.
Oh, yes.
He plays Huey in The Boys, and he was very good. And you see the disconnect between him and his father because he actually went off to college and opened his mind and learned about the world, and he's come back and tries to disrespect, or in his eyes, Falcone's name, and he's like, you'll never be head of the family. You'll never be in charge. This is not how this works. Your immaturity shows at so many levels, which he really wasn't being immature. He was basically saying, like, you got to catch up. There's old things. There's more to life than running the mob and doing these things. And All he did was focus on crossword puzzles. So we get further down in the movie, and literally on New Year's Eve, The Joker says, fuck that. The holiday's cutting into my territory now. So I'm going to try and kill him or her. We don't know who Holiday is at this point.
Right.
By letting off giant Joker bombs in the middle of Gotham Square on New Year's Eve.
You know what? Now when you think about it in this film, Joker is such a petty ass.
Petty Betty. Petty Betty. So
petty.
Petty Betty for real. Like, when he was explaining to Batman why he was doing it, Batman was like, if you're trying to kill Holiday, why the hell are you bombing half of Gotham Square? He was like, because most likely he's there and I get to kill extra people on the side. It's a fucking bonus. So he's like, it is what it is. And Batman prevents him from going off, obviously. And he's taken away. But we get to the end of the movie and yo, shit got real fast. I'm not going to go full detail in it. I know Big Heck's not going to. We want to save some stuff for you guys. Also, there is an end credit scene, which I am definitely not going to get into. You will also see maybe a few members of the Bat family in the movie. We're not going to go full detail with that either. Just stay tuned and pay very close attention and let us know what you think of the movie. But heck, to round us off, bro, what do you give Batman The Long Halloween Part 1?
I'm going to give it an 8.5 out of 10.
Ooh.
If we're gonna base this on a 5-star rating, this is a 3.25 stars.
Okay.
No, I'm wrong. This is a 4-star film for me.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give it a 4.5.
Yeah. It's shy from being perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the animation to me, and you know I'm a stickler for animations.
Right.
Some of the animations gets a little wonky for my taste. They lose that
shine. It
loses that crispness.
Right.
That sharp edge that you come to know and love from a DC film.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, that's my only major critique. The film itself is fantastic. I loved every single minute of it. DC has yet to disappoint me when it comes to an animation film, with the exception of Hush.
Right.
And that's not animation-wise, that's story-wise.
Okay. Because
there was just a lot of things that were out of place with that film.
Yeah, Hush had major issues with me.
Right. So, I want to go on record saying I give The Long Halloween Part 1 a 4 stars.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, this is an 8.5 for me.
Okay. All right. I like the movie overall. My only thing was, like, it felt weird because I would always think it was still the same holiday. And then you would get to a certain scene, like, oh, shit, it's Christmas. I thought it was still Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like, when the fuck was Thanksgiving over? Like, shit, you guys are jumping all over the place. Okay, but cool. It was fine.
That's something to critique it too. And I apologize. I don't mean to cut you. They could have inserted little cutscenes or like little snippets, at least like text wise.
Yeah.
Letting us know what holiday we were on.
And then we had to wait till the murder to find out when.
Right. Like, that's so stupid. Like, why do we have to wait till the murder? You could have easily told us, like, I don't know. Think of it like a video game. Like, you're in the middle of the cutscene and then it's a new chapter. Tell you what the title of the chapter is in the bottom right-hand corner or in the bottom left or upper right, upper left, however you want to do it.
Right.
They could have easily did that for us with the holidays.
Yes, definitely.
And that's
definitely a
simple edit.
Simple edit. But you know what? Part 2 will probably be better. I think part 2 is coming out this year as well. I think in the fall.
Okay.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I believe so.
So when Long Halloween Part 2 drops, I definitely think Heck and I are going to cover Part 2. Oh, wait a minute. We might have to hold off on Part 2's review. I just saw the release date.
What's the release date?
July 27th.
Oh, yeah, no. We're going to have to wait at least a week.
Yeah, at least a week or two to get that review.
Yeah.
We might have to do like a quick live audio, like a quick video review. Because, yep, other things come into play that month.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, so we won't get into those. Real life stuff happens.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely gonna have to wait to check that out. But heck, close us out, man.
Absolutely. So that about wraps us up for this episode where we covered Batman the Long Halloween. Ladies and gentlemen, nerds and nerdettes, just a friendly reminder, you can listen to Big Heck and Weird Adventures on all major streaming platforms. And like we said before, coming soon, we will be available on YouTube. Also, just to give you guys some notice and let you know, we are part of an amazing network called the Fourth Wall Pop Network, where we like to always hashtag make it pop. And not only can you listen to our show on the Fourth Wall Pop Network, you also have access to some phenomenal shows such as New Normal Wrestling, Pop Sports Shorts, The Crossroads, Getting Grilled, which is making its return this summer. Ladies and gentlemen, Getting Grilled is coming back. You also have the Pop Culture Collective, Views from Up Here, and our newest show, The Smoking Jays Podcast. Guys, go ahead and make sure to hit us with that like, subscribe. Make sure you're following us on our social media accounts. And before I turn it over to the good brother for him to let you know where you find his lavish self, we are available on Instagram at Big Heck Weight Adventures. You can find us on Twitter at Big Heck Weight ADV. You can find us on Facebook at Big Heck Weight Adventures. Guys, we are also an affiliate of an amazing, fantastic, and extremely, this is the Messiah of Anime approved. Otaku.academy. They have some fantastic merch there. If you go to any of our social medias, we have a link tree available for you with our link to Otaku Academy. And if you use our referral code BigHeckWeight10, you can save 10% on your order. I'm going to shout you guys out now who have done this already. We have already received 7 separate orders from people who have ordered from the site. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much. We love you. Otaku Academy loves you for that. Guys, go and check out their stuff. It's fantastic. It's wonderful. I co-signed this. It is Messiah of Anime approved. Also, really quick, we also have our very own merch store. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we do have our own merch store. So if you head on over to tpublic.com/BigHeckWeight, you can go there and you can find some fantastic, lovely merch. We have some new designs that we uploaded up there, courtesy of the good brother, Clever Art, who has made our fantastic logo, and it looks extremely beautiful. Our friendly neighborhood podcaster, Wade, is there in his utmost glory, swinging through the city. That's one of our new designs. Go and take a look. Get yourself a hoodie, a t-shirt. Get yourself a face mask, even if you feel like you don't need it anymore. Guess what? I got one. I still use one. Go and check it out. That site again is tpublic.com/BigHeckWeight10. I mean, Big Heck Wade. My apologies. And good brother, where can they find you?
Well, you can find me on Instagram at Wade Ilson with the underscore. You can find me on Twitter at Wade Ilson. You can also find me on not only this beautiful podcast that I'm a part of, the baby, we being Big Heck Founded together. Yo, our anniversary is coming up real, real, real soon.
Ooh, that's right. It's next month, isn't it?
It is next month. I believe it's not this week. It's not the upcoming week. It's the following week. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
It is?
Yeah, so we got to do something big.
Oh, yeah, we do.
2 years.
2 years. We gotta come big. And I think one of our special guests lines up with that week. So we'll talk more about that once we get to it. I think we might have to hit him with a double one that week.
I'm thinking a double shot of adventures.
Mm. Ooh, clever wordplay. I like that.
Thank you. Double shot of adventures. But you can find me on another podcast on this lovely network called New Normal Wrestling, where I basically talk about wrestling with my good brothers like a normal conversation. With the good brothers DJ Maddie G and good brother Bones. I recently just did two episodes. One is dropping literally this, maybe like an hour before this one drops, where I talk about the latest WWE releases and so much more. You can find us on Instagram at New Normal Wrestling. You can find us on Twitter at Wrestling Normal. Also, I am part of another network. I'm not cheating, guys. Sorry, I'm part of another network called the Silversight Network. And the show I'm a part of is a show that talks about nothing but women's wrestling, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, nothing but women's wrestling. I'm a huge women's wrestling fan, but I couldn't do it alone. I had to bring in the lovely Jess and my good buddy RJ, and we talk about women's wrestling every single week. The show is called Women Can Wrestle. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's called Women Can Wrestle. And we are located on all podcast streaming platforms. We're also available on YouTube on the Silver site. So if you want to check it out, any of our video podcasts, we're there. You can find us on Instagram at WCW The Podcast. You can find us on Twitter at WCW The Podcast. I believe that is all I have.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
Oh, God. All right. Let me go through my stuff now.
He's gonna put out a laundry list. Here we go.
Yep. Let me break out the notebook. Ladies and gentlemen, it is I, the Ooze with the Juice, Big Heck. You can find me on Instagram at BigHeck217. You can find me on Twitter at BigHeck217. I'm on Facebook, but guess what? You won't get that one because it involves my government name.
Sorry.
And I do have a TikTok, even though I have not been on there very much lately. But yes, I am on TikTok under BigHack217. And that is all for me. Your brother, do you have anything else that you want to make mention of?
Okay. Yeah, wait. Oh, there's one more thing. So, guys, next week we will be doing a very special episode covering Loki episode 3 and 4. Not going to tell you our special guests, but let's just say they got the power. That's all I'm going to say.
That's right. They do have the power.
They do have the power. Oh, baby, power. Do they have the power. but we love you guys. We appreciate you for listening. We thank you for literally listening to us for almost a year. I feel, and I've said this to Heck Off Air, we are really coming into our own. We are polishing. We are changing up our game. We are getting sharper, crisper, solid.
I think the best way to describe it would be we are getting, how does it go? Bigger, better, faster, stronger.
Yes, 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 yes. And honestly, man, the road's going to keep going and going and going, and we are going to be driving this thing till the wheels fall off. But
we thank you for joining in on our adventures.
Yes,
because yes. Honestly, without you guys listening to us, we're just here shooting shit in the wind.
Yep. Spitting on Superman's cape and all that.
Catching kryptonite bullets through the chest.
Hoofah. But Heck, you going to close us out or you want me to
absolutely
do it?
You know what, brother? I want you to do the honors tonight.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I feel like I just did this like an hour ago.
It's possible.
It's possible. But I am going to end this one like we always do, with a peace, a salute, and we are out. Later.